T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniel's. Jack Daniel's and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniel's and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Friday, October 24th, and this is your daily Go Birds morning update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And happy Friday. We're now 2 days away from a rare revenge game against the Giants. We're going to get some big news today. We will find out official injury designations for some key players, arguably two of the five most important players on the offense. So without much further ado, let's get right into it. First up, what is on the schedule for today? Well, like I said, big day at the NovaCare as we are going to get our final answer and our final injury report for A.J. Brown, Cam Jurgens, and a number of other players heading into the game, including Brandon Graham. We'll find out if Brandon is going to play on Sunday. And we'll get that information later in the day. But first up, at 11:50, Nick Sirianni will speak to the media. My guess is he won't really tell us much of anything in terms of who's playing. 12:35, practice begins. We'll see who's out on the practice field. And then 1:45, locker room opens up. And at this point, you know, we'll see if AJ talks, if Cam Jurgens talks. So hopefully we'll get some answers there, which of course leads us into our injury report. And the main question is, will AJ Brown play on Sunday? AJ Brown did not practice for the second straight day on Thursday. He was off to the side working with a trainer before practice and then during practice for the portion that was open to the media. He was talking to Devontae Smith and just kind of, you know, just kind of walking around. So it's not looking good for him playing on Sunday. I've not covered many players that don't practice Wednesday, Thursday and play on Sunday. That being said, if anyone could do it, it's AJ. He has been with the team for a long time. He's not going to really need the practice reps. It could just be resting up, but that hamstring is a concern. So we will see if he plays. Obviously, Cam Jurgens did not practice on Thursday, wasn't around, didn't see him. My guess is he's not going to play, and it will be Brett Toth at center. So those are the two big injuries heading into Sunday. Adoree Jackson, I would guess, unlikely to play due to the concussion. And then we'll find out if Brandon Graham plays. Brandon Graham has practiced, seems in good spirits in the locker room. So excited to see if BG will be back out there. All right, the news of the day, some Eagles news. The Eagles opened the practice window for cornerback Ja'Quarion Bennett. We'll see if, I'd be surprised if he plays on Sunday, but seemed in good spirits when he talked at his locker, and I know he's excited to be out there at practice. And then they signed guard Sua Opeta back to the practice squad, a reunion with Sua Opeta back in Philadelphia. Also, before we get in the pod, shout out to everybody that's been making donations to the book drive. We're now over $2,100 donated so far to Treehouse Books, the nonprofit in Philadelphia that works to get books into the hands of children. Thank you to everybody that made a donation yesterday. Slowly itching our way to our goal, and hopefully we can just breeze right past that goal and make it a record year for donations. A reminder, the link to do this is in the podcast description. And if you want to make a donation, if your team ends up being the top team, you win a Zach Bond signed football. That's super cool. And if you get $100 in donations, you get a t-shirt, which will be custom designed by Dewani Soraya, one of the top local artists. I'm just going to remove one of the top local artists there. If you've not seen her stuff, go check it out. It is unbelievable. There's a link to her stuff on the page. So many good sports pictures that I'm sure you've seen. She's responsible for. She's going to design the shirt. So very, very happy and excited about that. So let's go make donations. Let's make it a record-setting year. Okay, so next up, Jalen Hurts spoke to the media this week, and I thought he had a few interesting things to say that I want to get into. So the first is, we all agree he was unbelievable versus Minnesota. Perfect passer rating, clutch in the second half, clutch on third downs, like everything you want a franchise quarterback to be. And after the game, a lot of players talked about how you could see in his face he was in a zone, right? And obviously you could see it on the field too, but those on the sideline, it was one of those games where you can tell Jalen was in a zone. So Jalen was asked about that, about what it's like to be in a zone, what it's like, you know, how he knows when he's in one. And here's what Jalen had to say.
I mean, it's just that singular focus. Again, just having a singular focus on my job and trying to go out there and execute to the highest of my abilities. Obviously, you know, I'm not going into things maybe saying that I'm going to infect people in this way with this mentality or this level of fortitude. I'm just going out there and playing the game with the mental focus that I've developed over my years. And so I'd always, you know, hope to influence people in the best ways. Ultimately, you know, everybody gets to that mode in a different way, I guess, and I guess they're noticing that in me. So just taking it a day at a time, a play at a time, and just focus on growth as I've always been.
So I'm not.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G.
More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm not disputing that Jalen was in a zone, like he obviously was. But I kind of think built into that is a little bit of like, you know, some days he's great and some days he's not. And maybe I'm reading that the wrong way. But what I more mean is when I think about Jalen being in a zone, like there are obviously days where he's unbelievable, right? Like every athlete has days where he's at his best and those are some of his best games. But I actually think Jalen's superpower as a quarterback is how consistent he is. Like there are, you know, Carson Wentz is an extreme example, but like Carson Wentz can have days where he looks like an unbelievable quarterback. The issue with Carson is he has plays in those games and then complete games where he looks awful. I think with Jalen, his superpower is that, yes, he can get in the zone, but there are also not many times where he is actively really bad. Like, look, we do the Jalen Hurts rewatch report card every week. There are definitely games where he hurts the passing offense. There are games where, you know, he can be inconsistent what he decides to throw and what he is willing to throw. But overall, I think the Eagles are able to win at the clip they do is part of the reason they're able to win at the clip they do is because they get amazingly consistent quarterback play. And I think the numbers back that up. So I talked about this a little bit over the summer, but you know, if you look at his passer rating, right? And I'll acknowledge going into this, this is not like a perfect science way to look at this. I'm not really sure how you would go about with like the perfect way to prove consistency, but I picked two numbers. I picked a passer rating from 80 and below, and I picked a passer rating from 110 and above, right? So I think like 80 and below to me would be an actively like really, really bad game. And 110 and above would be like a superb game, like, you know, a great, great game. You can argue with those numbers. That's fine. These are just the numbers I picked. So if you look at Hurts' career, he's had 69 starts as of now. Cue the jokes. He's had 15 games under 80 and he's had 21 games over 110. So roughly 20% of his games below 80, roughly 30% of his games are above 110, right? So 50% of the time he's in that middle zone. He is in like a very, you know, like a solid performance, right? And if you take away just the times where he's at 80 and below when he has like an actively bad game, 80% of the time he's either average or he is either really, really good, like a passer rating of 80 and above. And ironically, like I think his career winning percentage, or at least, you know, it's somewhere close to it, is like around 80%. Like he wins all the time. And I think it's just because he's consistent. Again, there are inconsistencies in his game, but in terms of what the Eagles get, like he very, very rarely completely doesn't show up or very, very rarely plays so poor that it's a reason that they lose the game. It's just not something he really does. And if you look at, I did this over the summer, so these numbers aren't completely updated. I think it was actually midway through last year is when I did it. But if you look at just where he kind of ranks compared to Josh Allen, like Josh Allen has 15 games as well from 80 and below. He has 9 games between 80 and 89, 4 games between 90 and 99, and 28 games over 100. And like Jalen has better numbers than that. He's over 90 more. He is 80 and above more. Like he is just more consistent than Josh Allen. That doesn't mean Josh Allen doesn't have higher highs, but what it does mean is Jalen Hurts is more consistent when it comes to week over week. Now, look, I can already hear some of the counters. Well, Josh Allen's asked to do more. Josh Allen is put in tougher spots, and there's truth to that. But the Eagles get the consistent play from the quarterback that they need. So while he was definitely in a zone, I also think there is a real part of it of like his consistency is very impressive. So when he's in a zone, it's great. But what makes him special is his ability to be consistent. All right. The other thing he had to say that I thought was interesting was about the Giants defense. And that's ironic because I feel like players very rarely have interesting things to say about the other teams. Everybody's so guarded in what they say. But Jalen was asked about the Giants defense, and here's what he had to say.
You're seeing the Giants, you know, for the second time in 17 days. Is there anything you can take from watching their defense, like the first game, that you can apply to this upcoming game?
I mean, they got a really good team. They got a really good team, and they've been in all of their games that they've played. And so they've got a definite spark. They got a definite drive upon themselves. And I think that's one of the biggest things that I see. And then obviously as a defense, the front seven is playing at a very high level. They're disruptive towards the passer. And then the defensive backs are sticky in coverage. And so we got to be very disciplined in what we do. Got a lot of respect for this team and just take advantage of our opportunities when they come.
So I thought a key part of that that was interesting was that they've been in their games all year. They've been in all the games they've played. And that's definitely true with Jackson Dart. When Russell was in there, they had two blowout losses. Obviously, he's not in there anymore. They had the really close loss to the Cowboys. So they were in that one. But you look at the last four games, and to the Saints, they lost by 12, but that was a closer game than it seemed. It was a one-point it was a one-possession game going into the fourth, and you know they had their moments and chances to try to win that game. But obviously, they beat the Eagles. Lost by the Broncos, but they lost to the Broncos by 1 point. So they definitely have been in their game. So you know, I think a key for this game, and it really showed in the first Giants game, is hitting the plays that are there will be absolutely key. And you know, the worst miss Jalen has had this year was that miss on the Devontae touchdown deep, and very uncharacteristic for Jalen, as we just talked about. Like, he's very consistent. Like, for the most part, when a throw is there to be made, Jalen makes that throw. He very, very rarely flat out misses throws that he makes. He will not throw it sometimes, but when he throws it, he hits it. So hitting the plays that are there to be made will be key, because there will be plays there to be made. The Giants secondary is not that good. They're not that talented. I know he says they're sticky in coverage, and you know, there's a little bit of truth to that, but I think mostly, like, guys were open against the Giants, and Jalen hit them at times. Like, they had drives, two touchdown drives, where they looked good. But hitting the plays that are there to be made will be key. There will be open throws. There will be touchdown opportunities, and Jalen needs to hit those. The other thing that he says there is the front seven is playing at a high level / disruptive to the passer, right? That's true. The front seven of the Giants is good. They don't have like the best pass rush numbers in the league, but they certainly have some of the most talent in the league at pass rusher. They have great edges. They have an obviously outstanding defensive tackle in Dexter Lawrence, who has played better as the season has gone on. And so a key for Jalen will be, like last week we saw against the Vikings, he had time in the pocket. He was patient. We'll see if he gets that same time in the pocket, or if they're going to, you know, if they're going to collapse the pocket, how he does getting out of it. So that'll be a key against the Giants defense. But a big question going into this game will be, how much are we going to see from under center play action? Jalen had a ton of success doing that last week. I think he was 4 for 4 on every pass he threw from under center out of play action. Jalen was asked about it, and here's what he had to say.
The success you guys had in the pass game, particularly off play action, how much do you think that's going to help the run game moving forward?
I think controlling the things that you can control, mastering the ordinary things, the things that take no talent, I think that's what helps everything flow the way it's supposed to. And again, from a macro perspective, look at, you know, the games we did last short, that we did come up short in, and maybe the opportunities we missed over the season as we enter the halfway mark, are all things that we control. And so just controlling those things, to the run game particularly, just being detailed, being disciplined, and executing the best way we can.
So something that stuck out to me in there was, if you notice, he didn't really get into complimenting actually being under center and play action. Like, he kind of just said a bunch of things Jalen normally says: control what you need to control, make it simple, like those type of things. He certainly didn't wax poetically about the benefits of being under center and playing play action, which is something other players have done this week. I think Devontae did it. Jordan Mailata did it. Like, a lot of players talked about just the benefits of it. And one thing we've been debating on the pod all week with James, when Rob Ellis was on for Go Birds Evenings, was like, why are they just now going to play action? Why are they just now going to more under center? And why are they just now going to play action under center? I've always thought that Jalen is the reason they don't go under center a ton. I don't think he likes it. And like, that's fine. Center, like, quarterbacks don't like going under center, because, especially for passing, because if you're going under center and it's play action, like, by the time you turn around and set your feet, like, you have wasted a second Whereas if you're in shotgun, you have that full second to survey things that are happening. So I don't think Jalen is unique in not wanting to go under center. And I brought this up on the pod. If you look at Phillip Rivers' numbers with Nick Sirianni as offensive coordinator, he was in shotgun all the time, right? So that made me think, well, maybe Nick is. Maybe Nick's the reason that Jalen is in shotgun. But Brian Baldinger, who we know is very plugged in with some of the players on the team, was on the WIP afternoon show and talked about being under center and play action. And here's what Baldy had to say.
So what exactly were they doing that allowed it to work so well? Was it just him throwing the ball where it should be? Or what do you think added up to the success throwing it?
You know, they've been trying to get Jalen to, you know, go under center and get out of shotgun and do what a lot of these other offenses are doing, a play action pass. And, you know, the throw to Devontae was a max protection, speedo route, you know, and he just ran right by the corner. But he had, you know, he had a seven-step drop. You know, so play action passes under center was a big deal. I mean, Petullo was telling me about it before the game, and Saquon was, you know, 7-8 yards deep. And, you know, they thought it would really open up the offense, and it did. And I think you'll see a lot more of it. But that was the real catalyst for it. They had really, you know, they had talked about it, that it's in the offense, but it wasn't something that Jalen is the most comfortable doing, turning his back to the defense. He likes kind of seeing the whole thing, but it really worked, and I think you'll see more of it, you know, as we go forward.
So he says right there, like, they've been trying to get Jalen to go under center. Now, I was talking to Spike Eskin about this, and I thought he made a good point about it too. Like, Nick has more incentive to want Jalen under center than he had with Phillip Rivers. And the reason for that is that the Eagles have Saquon Barkley. The Colts didn't have Saquon Barkley. So you can run the ball better from under center. It's just tougher to stop the run for when your quarterback is under center. You can do play action. The defense is less sure of what you're going to do. And so for Nick, when he had Phillip Rivers, he could put him in shotgun. It's a more advantageous passing situation. If you're Joe Burrow, you can be in shotgun because it's a more advantageous passing situation, and they're a passing team. When you're a running team, and now, which they have been for a while, like, it's easier to do it from under center than it is under shotgun. So ultimately, where I've landed on is this. I think Jalen doesn't really like to be under center. I don't think he likes to play action. Baldy says it. They have incentive to do it. They still don't do it. And I think, in my opinion, like, he's agreed to do it now, or at least was more into doing it last game. I think Jalen wants to do what's best for the team. But like all players, I also think he has preferences. And I don't think his preference is to be under center. So will we see it more this week? I don't know. Like, is this going to be the big change? We have seen in past years at bye weeks and things like that, they've made big changes and they've stuck to those big changes. So maybe coming off the mini bye, being under center will be something they do more. And if they do, like, Jalen deserves credit for being willing to do it. But we will find out this Sunday against the Giants just how much they're going to be under center. The good news for the Eagles is the Giants, at the very least, will have to plan for it. So on the other side, we're going to get into the AJ Brown trade stuff. There was another kind of report or speculation from a major media outlet that AJ might want traded. So we'll talk about that on the other side. But first, a word from our sponsors.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
This episode is brought to you by Marshalls, where you never have to compromise between quality and price. The buyers of Marshalls hustle hard, working to bring you great deals on brand name and designer pieces. Because Marshalls believes everyone deserves access to the good stuff. Visit a Marshalls store near you or shop online at marshalls.com.
So good, so good, so good.
New markdowns are on at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save even more, up to 70% on dresses, tops, boots, and handbags to give and get.
Because I always find something amazing.
Just so many good brands.
I get an extra 5% off with my Nordstrom credit card. Total queen treatment.
Join the Nordy Club at Nordstrom Rack to unlock our best deals. Big gifts, big perks. That's why you rack.
Okay, so As always, there is AJ Brown trade speculation. I know some people don't like to hear about it, which is why I'm putting it on the other side of the ad. But if you have waited and you are here, let's talk about it. So Dan Orlovsky of ESPN was talking recently on First Take. I think it was First Take, definitely on ESPN, and mentioned the idea that AJ Brown could possibly want to be traded. So here's what Dan Orlovsky had to say about that.
I think just in relation to AJ, I would disagree that he's trying to send a message of I want the ball thrown to me more. I think the more that time has gone on by the day, I think that there is a reality there AJ Brown prefers to be traded. That's the feeling that I'm.
Okay, stop right there. Why do you believe he prefers to be traded? That's a very powerful statement. Why would a Super Bowl champion on a Super Bowl championship squad still prefer to be traded?
Because there's just been this consistent disconnect. There's been a consistent something is up there, whether it's the lack of production, them not throwing the ball enough, but then they go on the road. He has four for a buck 20 something and two. He has the game sealer. It's beautiful, the connection, and he's still tweeted out. And so I'm not trying to read too much into it. This is a Super Bowl contending team, but for that to continuously happen, I do think that there's parts of AJ Brown that would prefer to be traded and maybe traded to a place that is a little bit more pass centric.
So this might be a short discussion, but I want to kind of present a question to you and I want you to think about it. And I'm not sure where I stand on it yet, but when I listened to this quote from when I listened to that soundbite from Orlovsky, I kind of had this feeling, and it's one I haven't had before, but I wonder if you would agree with it. If AJ Brown wants to be traded, like let's just say AJ wants to be traded. He's not happy here. He wants to go to another team, whatever the reason might be. Doesn't feel he's getting used enough. Doesn't feel the passing offense plays to his strengths. You know, a relationship with Jalen, like whatever the reason might be. If you were the GM of the Eagles, if you were Howie Roseman, and you knew AJ Brown wanted to be traded, would you just trade him? Like if AJ Brown was unhappy, right? And I don't know. I mean, like AJ, again, I see him in the locker room. He seems to get along with his teammates. He seems in good spirits. But like there is enough smoke out there about AJ maybe not being happy and frustrations and like the tweets and all that, that, you know, I think it's fair to at least speculate he might not be super thrilled in Philadelphia. But the question is, what should the Eagles do about it? And I've never thought about it in this light where it's maybe, and I'm saying maybe because I'm just thinking about this, I'm not landed on this take, and I'm wondering where you are with it. Are they better off just trading him if he doesn't want to be here? Like, remove the name AJ Brown for a second. If a great player who has influence in the locker room, who dictates the mood of the team, doesn't want to be on your team, if you're the GM, like in that, you know, the player doesn't want to be there. I know we're jumping a little here, but this is a hypothetical. Are there benefits to just moving him? Like you think about some of the distractions they've dealt with this season. A lot of them have been passing game and AJ related. Now, the tough thing is AJ is an outstanding player. He is maybe the best receiver in the NFL. He, when he's at his best, helps his team. And I do think he's very popular. I think like he represents a franchise well, all those things. But there's two ways to look at it. Like if he doesn't want to be with the Eagles, which is what Dan Orlovsky is speculating and what other people have speculated, are the Eagles better off not having him? Like Nick Sirianni talks a lot about culture and about how important it is to have everybody in the locker room kind of like playing for each other and how the great teams aren't just the best collection of players, they're teams. And I don't think AJ hurts them in that regard. But if he doesn't want to be here and he doesn't want to be with the Eagles, I wonder if they're just better off trading him. I mean, like people bring up the cap space, right? And the cap hit. And we talked about this on the pod, but like if they trade AJ, the cap thing is not going to stop them. It'll be an excuse that's used. But if they wanted to trade AJ, like if a team called and offered them three first round picks for AJ, they would trade AJ. Like the cap thing would not prevent them from doing it. They would find a way around it. They would either trade him on his current contract. They would find a way to redo his contract. Like there would be ways for them to do it. I guarantee it. So the question is really, do they want to? And obviously there's a lot of if the return is good and all that stuff. But I'm just going to kind of leave that for you to think about throughout your day. If AJ wants to be traded, would you trade him? Like, forget whether they should, whatever. But if you're running a team and a player doesn't want to be there, at what point is it better to give that player what he wants? And you could certainly view it from a, AJ's done a ton for the team. He's helped them win a Super Bowl. If AJ does come to them and say he wants to be traded, should they do it? Or should they try to convince him to stay? Should they try to see if they can rectify whatever might not making him happy? Like, I just think it's an interesting dynamic because we view this so much from a lens of, you know, they absolutely can't trade him. He's so good. But like, maybe at a certain point, there's a benefit to having the people in your locker room all really, really wanting to be there, especially the important players. So something to think about. I'm not sure where I am at on it, but I would be very curious to know where you are at on it. You know, if you're a daily listener, call into Go Birds Radio on Saturday. Would love to hear your opinion on it. So that'll do it for today's daily podcast. As always, thank you guys so much for listening. Until then, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.